at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, here today talking about my recent trips and travels. And that one of those locations was beautiful Arizona. Arizona is always part of my annual winter getaway routine ever since seeing the beautiful pictures of Arizona highways by my grandfather brought back in the 60s and 70s. He loved Arizona. And one of the places we want to introduce you to today is the Rancho de los Caballeros in Wickenburg, northwest of downtown Phoenix. Joining us now on the line is Don Weintraub, the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Rancho de los Caballeros. Welcome to Travel World, Don.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, the whole concept of ranch resort conjures up the best of both worlds, actually. The resort atmosphere plus the Old West. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that whole concept?
Absolutely. In fact, our founder, Dallas Gantz Sr., who built the ranch and opened it in 1948. In 1950, he actually coined the term ranch resort for this property. And over the years, we have certainly lived up to that. The concept really is very, very unique in that we have a combination of both traditional resort amenities as well as Western ranch activities. So on the traditional resort side, we, of course, have an outdoor pool. We have a championship golf course that was rated by Golf Digest as one of the top 75 resort courses in the U.S. We also have a terrific kids program. We have tennis on site with an on-site pro. We have an on-site naturalist to do guided nature hikes. We also have the Western Ranch activities. So we've got horseback riding, trap and skeet shooting, team penning, which is a great group activity. We have Jeep tours off the property, ATV tours in the desert. And we're actually located on 20,000 acres of high Sonoran desert.
The whole, you know, just picturing it in my mind right now, the beauty of the whole high Sonoran desert. I mean, that's what brings me back to Arizona every year. It's the true Arizona that one remembers from years past. It's still live and really in existence there at the Rancho de los Caballeros.
Yes, it is. And we're actually only 1 hour, a little over an hour, from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. We are a seasonal property. We're open from October through May. So we really take advantage of the great weather times to be here in Arizona.
So people in the Northeast, particularly, you get away from that snow and the ice, and you go there and relax. I remember, you know, people say, oh, it was a bad day in Arizona. We're going down to the mid-50s. I would say, but that's a great day to hit in January or February in the Northeast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And with all that range of activities, there's something for the whole family. So if somebody says, I'm not particularly into horseback riding, hey, they've got that tennis, they've got that pool, they've got the children's activity, something for all ages as well.
Sure. You know, in addition to the golf and children's program and tennis, we also have a full-service spa. We do everything in there but hair. So, you know, really any type of spa service. We use a lot of indigenous qualities from the desert, you know, in our services. We will take groups of people out into the desert for guided nature hikes, guided bird watching tours. There's a river preserve not too far from our property that is a fabulous place with over, it's the Haciampa River Preserve with over 300 species of birds. It's really a beautiful place. Or you can sit in an armchair and stare at the sky.
Well, the sky is magnificent, and the sky, I mean, particularly like in the evening, you've had one of those great meals, because this is not just, you know, you go there and it's cafeteria food. You specialize in gourmet dining. you're going to get a great meal at the Rancho de los Caballeros.
Absolutely. We do. We have two restaurants on site. One is in our golf club. The other, our ranch dining room, has exceptional food. And actually, we do operate on the American plan, so all of our rates include three meals daily. Our breakfast and lunch are both buffet, and then dinner is a plated dinner, sit down, three or four course. And we do actually require that men wear a jacket in the dining room, harking back to the old ranch days.
So go back to that era, the 20s, 30s, the big ranches of Arizona, and there's that sort of semblance of civility and stepping back in time. You bring it all together.
Absolutely. And if you want to be a little more casual, we do also do cookouts, cowboy cookouts on various nights of the week. We typically have a cowboy balladeer or some other form of entertainment. We also have our saloon, which is open from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m., where we also have entertainment several nights a week.
Now, talking about horseback riding, if somebody has not much experience in horseback riding or a beginner such as myself, how accommodating is the Rancho to somebody who just wants to experience horses for the first time?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's really one of the unique things about our property. We have a staff of eight to ten professional wranglers, and before you even do a ride, they will talk with you about your riding experience, so that if you have never been on a horse, then you will go with a specific group that will take a nose-to-tail trail ride, if you will. And if you are an experienced rider, then you will go with a separate group and a separate wrangler, so that the ride can be, totally for your enjoyment.
And this really all comes together within that whole concept of family and multi-generational travel, which is really spreading up across America. The ranch has those activities catering to everyone. It's a great place to bring your family together for a reunion.
No question, and we do quite a lot of family and multi-generational travel. We have guests that have been coming here for 30, 40 years. It's the property is a destination in and of itself, and with all the activities and all the programs that are going on, it's really a great place to come with your family and spend time with your family, but still plenty of room for the kids to get off on them by themselves, whether it be in the kids program or if they're a little bit older. They can travel around the resort, but you won't lose them anywhere, and you get to spend a lot of time together and really bond with the people that you're with. Same thing is true for groups that come to the property, whether it be a strategic planning meeting or a team building activity or an incentive program for groups. It's a great place for people to network and really focus on spending time with each other.
They have that time together. They have that time apart. They aren't always, all in one room. They can spread out. They can enjoy the activities and really come together and build those memories. I think building memories is the number one top priority of any trip, to come home and say, hey, I want to go back and I remember that forever. It's happy memories of travel. You've got a wide variety of rooms, rates, packages, something really for everyone as well.
Yeah, it really, there's so much to do here. It really, our the average guest will stay here 4 or 5 days, really, because there's just so much available, and you really, you want to get some relaxation in as well. But it really is a fabulous place to have a very memorable vacation. It's we're very different than really any other type of resort out there, and everybody that comes really just loves the place.
Well, I know, I due to illness, I couldn't really get out there this time. I'm looking forward to getting their next trip. But all the people I talked to, people who have been there, people online, the comments, I said, I really missed out this time around, but I have to get there next time. And this is that whole positive feedback. The people who keep coming year after year after year, that's the best testimony of all. You were named one of Golf Week's top places to play in 2011, for example. That comes from the positive feedback of the clientele.
I couldn't agree more.
Where can people get more information? Where can they call to find out more about the Rancho de los Caballeros, Wickenburg, Arizona, a little over 1 hour northwest of Phoenix?
Well, you can call our reservations department and speak to one of our agents at 1-800-684-5030, or you can go to our website, ranchodecaballeros.com. We're also on Facebook as well.
So look it up, ranchodecaballeros.com, and find out all the information. The seasonal service, you don't want to go there really. The seasonal operation is when the weather is bad in the Northeast. You want to go to Arizona, and then they close down. You look after the property and do some renovations and upgrading during the warm weather of Arizona. When you don't want to go out there, maybe on the hot, dusty trail.
Riding in Arizona in the middle of the summer is probably not the top thing on everybody's list. And yes, every summer we always have a preventative maintenance program, but we do most of our upgrades and renovations during the summer and get ready for the next season.
Well, thank you very much, Don Weintraub, Director of Sales and Marketing, Rancho de los Caballeros, Wickenburg, Arizona. Thank you for joining us today on Travel World Radio.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.